Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Just gone 6:40. Sorry, it's 8:45 Central African time. I tell you, there was a confusion like a yo-yo going on the studio. Poor Boniface. That number, this number, Shiraz Umar gave me about 20,000 numbers to contact him. And alhamdulillah, it was displaying yo-yo with us. And but Shiraz Umar, he's a political analyst and a commentator, has joined us this morning. Shiraz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Alhamdulillah, very well, thank you.
Great to have you, Shiraz, and you know, with all the politics that are going on, and perhaps, you know, with your knowledge on India and the subcontinent, perhaps to start off the conversation, we talk about Narendra Modi, we talk about the BJP, we talk about Kashmir, and we talk about those Indian soldiers that were sent to Gaza, posing and, you know, behaving in a animalistic manner. It is no surprise that India and Israel have this unholy alliance and, you know, doing perpetrating this vile crime, the sin of genocide. Your thoughts, Sir Shiraz?
Yeah, firstly, thank you for the call. And secondly, all the best to the listeners. What I'm saying to you is, obviously, right now, we are living in very, very, very interesting times. Very interesting times in the world. And you're talking about the soldiers that are going from India. India is supporting it. But it's a very, very, very sad situation because everyone should support the issue on the Palestinians right now. Because you know what is happening. And South Africa has taken a fantastic stand on the issue on the court case against Israel. And the soldiers that are picking up from Malawi, from Tanzania, from where to support them, as it tells you, it tells you something very, very interesting that's happening in the world, that the armies are fighting in Israel. They don't want to fight anymore. The pilots are defecting. So they are losing ground, and now they're taking these people on the pretext, all these people and the blacks from Africa, basically, on the pretext that to come here and agriculture here, but they're training them to be forces so they could support and fight for the Israelis against the Palestinians.
Yeah, absolutely, Shiraz. I mean, we've come a long way as a government. You know, we do have our load shedding. We do have the state-owned enterprises all imploding within us. But the statement or the stance taken by this country has already put South Africa in the spotlight and being embraced and celebrated by countries that stand up for truth and justice. And this is what generally people stand up for. But you also found that so-called Muslim country had the guts to do what South Africa did. I want to ask you the question, why? Why?
You see, it's a very, very interesting situation. South Africa is a very, very interesting country. In spite of all the problems and the support bases we're having with the Israeli companies and the influence of the American companies and the British and the Western companies, institutions in South Africa, well, we should know in the world that's happening currently, the corporates are trying to rule and they're creating problems. And they know the weaknesses of our governments in Africa and South Africa, especially. Now there comes a situation, I think the entire situation has changed because very, very interestingly, the BRICS, which has started, and the most important from the first, all the other countries, the UAE, I would say Qatar and all these other countries, Saudi Arabia, Iran, all have become fully fledged. Ethiopia has become fully fledged members of the BRICS. And I think that gave South Africa a more, I would say, strength and issues and support base to move. Right now, I was reading about it. Another 57 countries are supporting this issue on the court that South Africa is taking up. So it's very, very interesting times that we are living in, believe me or not. And I must admit, I'm very proud at this stage because the lady that the advocate there, Adila Hassan, is my cousin, is my cousin's daughter. Aziz Hassan, the late Aziz Hassan, who wrote the book, The Lotus People, she's the lawyer and attorney advocate that's going with them on the delegation.
Ah, well said there. And not forgetting Nalini Pando. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ah, you know what? Two of her sons are Hufaz, Hafez al-Quran. You know, you knew about that, Shiraz?
Most definitely. Most definitely, we should take our hats off for her. She supported it in a major way, being the public relations international minister. She's supported it in a big way. She has followed the rules and the regulations and the footsteps of the late Nelson Mandela. And also, most importantly, she's even took Africa when they had the issue of the ambassadors from Israel trying to infiltrate Africa and become part of the AU and all. She's hammered them. She's smashed them. And believe me, she's a great woman. Believe me, I hope you support. Yet, in spite of what the ANC has done in this country, that's irrespective. But they supported this issue, which was in our hearts and to the world, for all the oppression. She stood by it. She stand and she's supporting it all the way through. And that's where we are today.
Well, the Zionist state of Israel tells us, South Africa, there will be repercussions for what you did. What repercussions, Shiraz?
Right. Okay, it's very interesting that you mentioned that point, because that's a very interesting thing that's happening. The repercussions at the moment, I wouldn't say much about, but there's already been threats. There's already been threats in South Africa, against South Africa. Right now, I was early in the morning reading about the issues on what slyly the Americans are saying about the threats. And Israel is also putting threats on South Africa. And one of the guys, political international guy, mentioned it very clear. South Africa must beware, because they're going to maybe even start the next country like South Africa to have a war. But as I said from the onset, we've got the support of all the BRICS countries right now, which majority of the Muslim countries, the oil-producing countries in the world, also have joined BRICS. So in spite of their sovereignty, in spite of their own independent issues in their countries, but they have supported it. BRICS have to come now to the fore and make a decision on how to structure it and who to support it. We have snakes within the BRICS countries, yes, most definitely. But they should set up a proper structural constitution within BRICS to say, we don't want war, we don't want problems, we should worry about the oppression and the poor of the world.
Shiraz, you said a point there. We do have snakes within the BRICS makeup, or the BRICS nation. And one of them, we can see them. Even if we close our eyes, we can still see them. And, you know, India is playing this game with Israel, number one, playing this game with America, invite them and all that. They all together, we know that they're in cahoots with many things. How can BRICS allow this? I mean, they know that there's someone that's a fence sitter. What do you read into this?
Yeah, you see, the problem is one of the things we raised very recently, is that the issue that BRICS should come out with a very, very strong a constitution stating about the countries, whoever is part of BRICS shouldn't do this, that shouldn't do this. You should come up with some, I would say, a structure stating that this is the situation. But because BRICS is a newly formed and new countries just joined on the 1st, I think it's a newly issue for them all in the world and in the country. It's like the West with the East and all that. I think it will give it time to structure it properly and to move in the direction that the world wants and majority of the people want, basically.
Now, let's be honest. When we talk about the banking system of the world, the money that are being printed, Joe Biden is going ballistic. He's playing Monopoly. He's printing valueless paper by the billions, and he's giving paper to everyone, and everyone's enjoying the paper. We're living in a fictitious world. We're living in a fiat banking system, which is, Allah declares a war on those that deal in haram and usury and so forth. So talking about this fiat money, the next fiat money will either be the ruble or the yen. Which one is going to come in, Shiraz?
Well, look, I can't give you both. All of them are trying in that aspect of bringing a foreign, neutral currency among these countries. But I think the most powerful right now is China. Most definitely, China is a very, very powerful country. But having said that, the Americans now are waking up in a big way, because America has been one of the superpowers and they have not been straight. And they got caught with their pants down in this issue, because they're pumping, look at it, what happened, they pumped billions and billions into Ukraine. What happened? Ukraine is finished, right? They're still continuing, and this guy, that clown, continues asking for more monies. He's got caught carrying bags of money out of the country. But anyhow, secondly, is the Israeli issue. The amount of taxpayers' money that are going, and the Americans are waking up and realizing these people are just 3 days ago, Blinken is running around to all these Arab countries and all that. They're trying to say, listen, support this issue of Israel. And he just sanctioned quite a bit of billions of dollars for Israel. So what's happening is basically, I would say, that the Americans now, the world has woken up. They realized, the American citizens realized that what's happening, that look, we got to take a stand. We've got to realize our government is messed up. Israel is messed up. Everything is messed up. So what do we do? And our taxpayers' money, our hard-earned taxpayers' money, it just went like that to these countries, which is a total waste.
No, absolutely, Shiraz, as we talk about many things happening in the Muslim world. And one of them is a worrying factor in Pakistan, where the judiciary is so compromised that, you know, an innocent man like Imran Khan is going through such hardships. Like, you know, when you hear the news or when you read the news, it's like you're literally watching a table tennis match. The ball is on this side of the court and that side of the court. And, you know, it's like playing, you know, juice all the time. What's going on there? It's like a dead end. It's like a stalemate. The match is never ending. What's going on there? You know, having a battle of the bats and a battle of, I don't know what's happening.
The sad thing is it's, again, power. But it's very, very sad. The two countries in the world that's very, very interesting is Pakistan, and similarity is Egypt. What happened is the army in the ruling parties in these countries, they call the shots. And that's what's the sad thing. And funny part of it is that anyone who stands up to the army, like, say, Pakistan, Imran Khan, also initially supported Nes. Next thing, when he came into power as prime minister. But what happened? At the end of the day, all of them are caught. All of them got a cloud on their head, believe me or not. Every one of them who are ruling Pakistan. And in fact, I believe and I think Imran Khan is still lucky in the sense he's still alive, right, because of his support base in Pakistan. Because a great of the guys in the world, like George Galloway and all this other, I would say, analysts have mentioned it, that he won't come out alive. So he's still alive right now. But you're right. They're changing the stories. They're changing everything. They're just trying to hammer him. They're trying to do everything while they're hammering him, in the sense that it's all crooked and it's all wicked and it's all evil.
You know, you made a good point, because so many leaders in of that country, I mean, you know, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, Benazir Bhutto, then you had, what was the other one? He was the army general. All assassinated, all were put taken out of the equation at the behest of what? The Americans, and they were always interfering with the Pakistani politics. And even now, the army is a rubber stamper for Uncle Sam, Shiraz.
100%. The amount of monies that go to the army in Pakistan is, by the way, before I forget, the guy you mentioned also is Ziaul Haq, right? So he was one of the generals.
Jazakallah.
That's what happened in Pakistan, right? Now, let me tell you what happened is that the amount of monies that are going in for all these army issues there, and they control it, right, before anything else. So what happens, basically, they call the shots, and it's a very, very sad tragedy. You know, once you have an army state, you got a problem, because it's rough and handled. They don't care who you are. And you see Pakistan's, and you mentioned earlier, the assassinations within them in that country. They put you away. There's no nonsense. They just find a way and all that they put you away. They tried it with Imran Khan also. They tried shooting him, right? He was lucky. So Pakistan, Egypt, to a quite an extent, the army controls the shops. And that's what the status. So there's no democracy. There's no democracy. You can go for the system that's there also, like how South Africa is currently. Right? It's all nonsense. The systems of politicians, the system of government, it's an old trend now. It's a dying trend. Even the finances of the world, the financial, the banking system, everything, the usury system, it's all now outdated. I don't know how we're going to change all these things, because the people are suffering all over the world. And it's very, very sad.
Yeah, sad indeed, Shiraz, a political commentator and analyst. Really, a great chat with you this morning. Perhaps your parting words before I let you go?
Well, look, I wish our team that's going to Israel all the best. I've been fighting a case for the oppressed people there in Palestine. It's about time that we stand up there. And I wish everybody supports it. Do it the correct way. Support the oppressed people. Support what Mandela has said, the great words. Support Dalai Dipando only on those aspects. And believe me or not, we will go a very, very long way, inshallah.
Inshallah, Shiraz. You have a, mashallah, beautiful day ahead. Inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum.
I need another nice interview with you because my man Zuma has started for a balance of power in this country.
Okay, that's a deal.
I mentioned before you. I supported him, and I will still. And I need to explain our people why we should support him. All right,
it's a done deal. I will get you on for maybe an hour. Okay, done, Shiraz. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.